Brothers and sisters.
Probably need to be nearer. Yeah.
Good morning, brothers and sisters. Near enough.
弟兄姐妹平安.
Okay. So the verses for today are taken from Luke chapter 1, verses 76 to 79.
今天的经文取自路加福音第一章第76节到79节.
I'm reading from the NIV version. And verse 76. And you, my child, will be called a prophet of the Most High, for you will go on before the Lord to prepare the way for him, and to give his people the knowledge of salvation through the forgiveness of their sins, because of the tender mercy of our God, by which the rising sun will come to us from heaven, to shine on those living in darkness and in the shadow of death, to guide our feet into the path of peace.
Okay, Chinese. 孩子啊，你要称至高者的先知。 你要称为至高者的先知，因为你行在主的前面，预备他的道路，叫他的百姓因罪得赦，就知道救恩。因我们神怜悯的心肠，叫清晨的日光从高天临到我们，要照亮坐在黑暗的石荫里的人，把我们的脚引到平安的路上。The
title of this morning's sermon is "Behold, the Light Has Come."
今天早上的题目就是看哪。
So one of the signs of a disaster scene, as we know it, is usually that there are no more city lights.
一个灾难情景的记号就是所有的灯光已经暗淡了。
Whether it's a real-life disaster like Hurricane Sandy or one of Hollywood's many depictions of disaster, we can see that the city skyline has gone dark.
不管是一个真的风暴或者是好莱坞里面这个末日的情景，我们会看到就是。
In a disaster scene, if there's any light at all, it's usually from the fires which are raging out of control.
如果是一个灾难的情景，有灯光的话呢，也是因为那个火势已经蔓延了。For
example, there's a picture of the Japanese Fukushima radiation disaster, which shows such flames.
比方说，就在这个日本这个核子事件的，就可以看得到。
So those of us who are used to artificial light and the convenience of it, we take for granted that it's going to be there all the time until it's not.
我们使用电灯的人呢，就习惯把它引以为然。We
take for granted that we are always going to have light as and when we want it at our convenience.
我们以为随时要有光呢就有光。So
last week, Pastor Daniel took us through Zechariah's Song of Praise.
上个星期光耀传道就提到这个撒加利亚的这个赞歌。The
first part of it, this song, which is also called the Benedictus, was said to be announcing the divine visit and heralding God's Old Testament covenant.
而这个诗歌呢，就好像形容一个神圣的到来，然后宣告神在旧约里面的约。So
today's verses are from the second part of Zechariah's praise song, and we'll continue to think about the nature and the implication of this divine visit.
我们今天会继续来看这个赞歌的下部分，然后我们继续想一下这个神圣到来所带来的含义是什么。Today's
verses are spoken by Zechariah at the incident of his son John's birth, and it was after a time when he had been mute.
而这个撒加利亚今天的这个赞歌说出来的是因为他的儿子生出来，而已经过了一段时间，他哑巴。
But when we read today's verses, it's easy for us to forget about the context, because in our verses, there's only one verse talking about John.
可是当我们看今天的经文的时候呢，只有一节是提到施洗约翰。The
rest of the verses seem to be talking about Jesus.
而其他的呢，讲的是耶稣。That's
perfectly natural, because John, like an emissary before the king, and like a prophet who prepares the way for Jesus, should stand for everything that Jesus stands for.
那是很自然的，因为 施洗约翰就好像一个王上之前的这个使臣，他所说的话所代表的呢立场呢，会跟耶稣一模一样。So
everything that Zechariah is saying here sometimes seems to appear to be talking about John, but actually points us towards Jesus as well.
所以有些经文读起来好像是指的是施洗约翰，不过又好像是其实是指向耶稣。
For example, in verse 78, there is the phrase that the rising sun will come to us from heaven.
所以好比在第七在78节那里呢，就说到这个 有这个清晨的光从高天临到我们。
So the rising sun is also interpreted as day spring, which means the first lightening of the sky before the rays of the sun break through it.
这个清晨的日光呢，就好像在还没有天亮以前呢，是刚刚出现的日光。
Now, if you've not been up at the crack of dawn, you may not be familiar with it, but those of you who get up early will know what I mean.
那些早起的就知道他在说些什么。
So what does the rising sun refer to? Does it refer to Jesus who brings us the good news of God's love? Or does it refer to John heralding Jesus Christ?
所以就好比这个清晨的日光会指的是耶稣所带来的这个真光，还是指的是施洗约翰，因为他预表着这个光的来到。
Well, I prefer the interpretation that it's about Jesus Christ, but I mention this here to tell you an example of how closely intertwined the ministries of John and Jesus are.
我比较喜欢这个的解释呢，就是耶稣就是这个晨光。不过我把这个带出来的，就是要告诉你这个施洗约翰跟耶稣之间那个亲密的关系。
So as we talk about John's ministry, it's also Jesus' ministry. We're going to talk about how the light has come.
所以当我们讲说这个施洗约翰的事工的时候，其实也涵盖着耶稣的事工，就讲到这个真光如何来到。
And in today's verses, we're told that these ministries are to, firstly, to give God's people the knowledge of salvation.
第一点呢，就是他这个事工就是要给人知道这个救恩的知识来到。
Secondly, to shine on those living in darkness and the shadow of death.
照耀那些活在阴暗和阴暗中的人。
And thirdly, to guide their feet towards peace.
然后最后就是引导他们行在平安的路上。
And we know that this is what John did in his ministry because there are many other verses that tell us this from elsewhere in the Bible.
我们知道施洗约翰的事工呢，的确就是在做这样的事情。
So my verses there from John 1 are about John as the man sent by God to come to witness, to testify about the light, Christ.
在这里就是这个约翰福音第一章里面就有形容施洗约翰如何来见证这个真光的来到。
So the idea that stands out in today's verses is that of Christ as the light that God has promised his people. Hence the title of the sermon, Behold, the light has come.
所以今天所体会到的呢，就是真的是耶稣就是那个真光的来到。所以今天的题目就是看哪，真光已经来到。
For those of us who've been in church long enough, the idea of Jesus as the light is a very familiar one. It's mentioned many different places in the Bible.
对我们做基督徒很久的人来说，就这个耶稣是这个世界的光呢，我们是很熟悉的。
We see it a lot, particularly in the Gospel of John, but it is for today's sermon. It is here in Luke that we're reading it.
其实主要是来自这个约翰福音。不过今天我们就要从这个路加的观点来看。
And Luke, who is Luke? Luke is the Gentile doctor who was said to have written the most helpful and readable gospel.
而这个路加呢，就是我们这个外邦人的医生，而可以说他写了一个最容易、最有帮助、最容易明白的一个福音。
He was said to have written a message to the Gentiles, a message of hope and of salvation.
他是为外邦人而写，而写出的是一个盼望和救恩的福音。
Also, looking at the context of Luke, it's in Luke that we see the most information about the birth and events before the birth of Jesus Christ.
而从这个路加的观点呢，他就提到了这个耶稣的出生所发生的事情。
Which is why we get this song by Zechariah about the birth of John.
而为什么就提到了这个撒加利亚的赞歌，也提的就是施洗约翰的出生。
We get the song of Mary, also called the Magnificat, in Luke 1, where she's also praising God.
还有这个玛利亚的赞歌，就是她赞美神的歌。
And Luke 2, we get another song. It's called Simeon's Canticle.
在路加福音第二章就有西面的赞歌。
So in this context of Luke and the message he was bringing, what does it mean when he says that Jesus is the light that comes?
所以看到了这种种路加所描绘的情景，当路加说这个救恩已经来到，它所意味着的是什么呢？
Sometimes to examine a phrase that's very familiar, we need to look at other things so that we can renew ourselves with the meaning behind it.
有的时候看到一个很熟悉的形容词的时候，也许我们应该看看相关的描述，来让更好的体会这个是什么。
So what does it mean to you that Jesus, the light of the world, has come?
所以对你来说， 耶稣这个世界的光的来到又意味着什么呢？
So I'm going to take some meditations and thoughts from another area to think about that for, to help us shed light onto that.
我要从另外一个观点触景来体会这样的一个形容词。
It's a secular perspective, but I think it's helpful. What I'm going to do is I'm going to pause a while to examine the idea and the qualities of what light is.
我要从这个什么是光这样的一个观点 来思想这样的一个课题。
We could say a lot of things about light, but one thing I wanted to say was that light has an effect on us.
我要说的呢，就是光呢，对我们来人来讲呢，会有一种影响。
We live in tropical and hot Singapore, so we take the sunshine for granted. We might even complain that it's too hot and too sunny.
在新加坡呢，因为四季如夏，所以我们常常都有亮光，我们就会觉得啊，为什么这么亮，这么照？
But now in December and January, those of people who live in the non-tropical areas are starting to see a lot of snow or hail or gray skies.
可是如果你是在这个12月1月你是有四季的地方呢你就会体会得到为什么天特别暗。
There'll be very little sunlight if at all.
他们白天呢也比较少这个日光。
And in the depths of winter, as the sunlight hours get shorter and shorter, some people may get prone to depression.
而当这个光这个日白天越来越短的时候呢有些人就会有忧郁症。
So that's the response of the body. They don't see enough light, and then they get depressed.
而他们的这个身体因为接触更少的日光呢，他们就会忧郁。
So the acronym for the classic winter onset depression is called seasonal affective disorder, or SAD, SAD for short.
他们就称为这个季节性的忧郁。
Yeah, SAD.
失调。
Yeah, it's not funny, I think. So one remedy apparently for SAD is that you have to seat the patient in front of a bright light and for an hour or so, and it's called, unsurprisingly, bright light therapy.
一个疗法就是把这样的一个病人呢，就放在这个光，一个小时，就是用光来照他。
Another therapy is called dawn therapy, where you get the patient to wake up to gradually brightening light. So it's mimicking the effects of the sun rising.
另外一个疗法呢，就是一个清晨的疗法，就是让他慢慢的越来越亮。
There are other examples of how we react to light. I don't need to tell you about jet lag and resetting your body clock. You may have experienced it for yourself.
有许多就是这个因为光的元素所带来的困难我相信我不用详细讲解。
Right, so we know that light affects us in many ways. Another example I'm going to draw on is that light also illuminates things.
而另外一个所要带出来的就是光呢会照耀事情东西。
We obviously know that if there's no light, you can't see anything. That's quite plain and simple.
没有光就看不到事情，这个是我们都懂的。
But we may not think much about how light creates things like tone and color, and these in turn create perspectives, shapes, textures and lines.
可是有时候我们没有想到的，就是其实光呢，也有不同的这个色调，所以所带出来的就会有不同的观感，不同的这个质感。
And in turn, light makes possible visible expression.
所以讲的呢，就是其实光呢就带来光感。
So all the photographs you see, all the pictures, just looking at you and me, without the light, it's not just that we can't see each other, we can't see the colors, the shades, the tones.
所以这个照片带出来的时候呢，如果没有光，当然就不能把它的这个整个色调带出来。
If you work with light, if you're a photographer, we have many enthusiasts here, or if you work with film, you'll know that it's a real art to use light to recreate or to get the effect that you want.
如果你是照相的或者你是摄影的呢，你就会知道，其实怎么用光，它本身就是一个艺术。然后你要用光来带出自己所要表达的这个光感。
And these pros will use technical language to speak of light. For example, they speak of harsh lighting, soft lighting.
这些内行的人呢，讲光的时候呢，他们就会用这些术语，比方说这个是比较柔的光，或者是比较强烈的光。
And they have other technical terms to talk about how they use light. For example, they talk about backlighting or side lighting or front lighting.
他们也会说用前灯、用侧照还是用背光。
So I know there are many photography enthusiasts here who can explain better than I can, but just by way of a simple explanation, backlighting is used, like here, when you want a dramatic effect. The light comes from the back of the object.
我在这里很多是很爱好摄照相的，不过我这里就可以看到这个背光的这个很明显所带出来的这个震撼性的。So
the object appears to be quite graphical and it's quite striking photo.
所以那个物体本身呢就会呈现出来。
And then you have other things. Side lighting means the light comes from the side, creating more patterns and shadows.
而侧光所带出来的呢，就是会有更多的这个影子，然后它就会有不同的效果。
And it's quite fascinating to look at behind the scenes photos of how things are done, because when we see the picture, we see the end result.
当我们看到一个照片的时候呢，我们只是看到最后的这个结果。可是如果我们看到那个幕后的那个工作的时候呢，就会看发现这个光所带出来的不同的效果。For
example, if you were to use light very well, you could really highlight specific areas of the photo.
如果你很厉害用光的话呢，你就会在一个照片里面不同的地方给它更多的描绘。
Could I have the next slide, please? So a black and white photo, which parts do you want to emphasize?
所以一个黑白照片，你要带出来的是哪里呢？
So I'm still on the point about the qualities of light and how the source of light and the use of light is very important.
我在这里继续还是在讲解的呢，就是这个光，你怎么用，就会带出来怎么样的一种效果。
In some cases, you might even be able to light or photograph something that you don't think is capable of being photographed.
有时候呢，你可以用光来带出一些你甚至连你。 拍照没有想到可以做出来的事情也能做得出来。For
example, if I asked you to take a photograph of the wind, how would you do it?
现在想，如果你要拍风，怎么拍呢？
Well, the picture I have on screen is one photographer's answer. The picture on the right is called Lighting the Wind. It's also the title of his book.
这就是其中一个人的诠释。
Yeah. So, and the photo on the left is the behind the scenes shot. It was apparently done with one light, and it doesn't. You can see the difference between the actual photo and then how they did it.
这个另外一个就是他拍照的时候的情景，而他只是用一个光把它带出来，所以你就可以想象他是怎么样的诠释这个风。
Okay. So we come back to the idea of Jesus as the light of the world.
让我们回来想想，耶稣就是这世界的光。
So reflecting on the qualities of light and what light does, how does that help us to understand the concept better?
明白了这个光的本质，还有光所能带出来的效果，这样子让我们怎么体会耶稣是世界的光呢？
There are two aspects that may be helpful here for us.
我想带出来两个重点。The
first is that light is revelation.
第一呢，就是光就是启示。
We know that without light, you can't see anything, but not all light is the same.
我们知道没有光就看不见，不过光每一个光的本质又不同。
It is the source of light and the quality of the light that gives the object perspective, color, and possible meaning.
是光的来源和光的特性，能够才能把这个东西的光感、它的色泽之类的含义呢，把它照出来。
When I was reading up about photography, I thought it was interesting that they said photography is the one visual art where the photographer doesn't start with a blank slate.
当我在读关于这个照相的时候呢，我就发现很有趣，就是这个照相是这个艺术呢，是这个艺术家他不是从一个白纸开始的。
So in other fields of art like dancing or like writing, you may start with an object in mind, but for photography, you have to have something to start with. That's what photography is.
其他的艺术可能你可以从一个题目开始，可是如果你是照相的时候呢，它一定要有一个物体在那里。
So I apologize if the photographers here disagree with me. So I'm just telling you what I read in this very cheap book about photography critical theory.
我只是想带出我所读的。
So you have an object, and however hard you try, the photo you take should still have a remnant or a vestige, some trace of the original object.
所以你所拍的那个物体呢，不管你怎么拍都好，它总是会有它那个物体本身的那个痕迹在哪里。
If you are documenting it, you want to take the object as it is, so it should look very accurate and very true to life.
如果你只是要做一个记录而已呢，当然你就把它的原貌完全的呈现出来。
But if the photographer chooses to be interpretive,and he might want to reveal the hidden reality, then it might be closer to art because you take liberties with what you show and how you show it.
可是如果那个照相的人他有一个不同的诠释的话，他要把里面的那个本质带出来的话呢，那就更靠近一个艺术的作品。
So the light falls on the object and reveals it for what it is.
所以光就照在那个物体上，把它的呈现出来。
Or what the photographer or the lighting shows it up to be.
或者是那个照相家要把它的那个里面的含义带出来。
The source of light in our lives, in the lives of Israel and of Luke's Gentile audience, is Jesus Christ.
对于以色列或者是路加的这个外邦人的听众也好呢，他们里面。生命中这个光的来源呢，就是耶稣。
So the light of Jesus shines on us and reveals who we are.
所以这个耶稣这个真光呢，照在我们的时候呢，就把我们呈现出来了。
He reveals us and he completes God's work of salvation.
这个呈现呢，又完成了这个神救恩的工作。
It shows who we are as his sons and daughters. He shows our identities, our lineage.
因为他把我们是神的孩子，把我们的这个本质、我们的来源、我们的根，都照出来了。
So the first idea is that light is revelation. It shows who we are. And the second idea, which is linked, is that this light also shows us the way ahead.
第一个观点呢，就是这个光把我们本质照亮出来，给我们这个启示。第二呢，这个光呢也照。要我们的前面是让我们知道要如何前走。
I've been saying all the good things about light so far, but actually lighting is not always flattering.
在这里我一直在讲到这个光的这个好在哪里，可是当光照出来的时候呢，不是每一次都是很赞美性的。
So I'm told that soft frosted lighting makes things look good.
我听说这个磨砂的这个光呢，照什么都好看。
But as the light source gets harsher and stronger, then sometimes you may show up things that you would rather not see.
可是当这个光越来越强烈的时候呢，它就会把这个丑陋的一面也照出来。
So as light reveals things that the darkness were hiding, it may not be a pleasant experience.
当这个光把黑暗所遮盖的那个丑陋呈现出来的时候呢，就没有这么好看了。
I'm not sure if many of you watched the F1 race on television this year.
你们今年有看这个 F1 赛吗？
Or in previous years.
或者以前有看吗？
Yeah. So you have seen all the lovely shots. There were aerial shots of how great Singapore looks. All the Marina Bay area looked lovely, shining and glamorous.
当我们看这个空中照出来的景象呢，就会说哇，原来新加坡这个滨海湾是如何的美丽，对不对？
Yeah, definitely worth all the money just for making us look so good by night.
我们花的钱是很值得，因为我们让全世界看到新加坡晚上是多么的美丽。
But my friend went running in the same area the next morning.
可是我的朋友第二天早上去那个地段奔跑。
And she said nothing looked good. You could see all the trash, all the dust, and the steel cages were just so glaring and so ugly.
可是她说可是。早上的时候呢，你就会发现啊，所有的垃圾，所有的那些铁架，那所有的水泥是多么的难看。
So that's just one example of how things may in fact look better when there's not much light.
这也带出有时候当没有光的时候呢，看起来本来是很好看的。
And when you shine the light on it, things don't look good.
可是当真光照耀的时候呢，就把所有的丑陋都呈现出来了。
As the light of Christ shines on us, the revelation may be quite sobering.
所以当神的光照在我们身上的时候呢，有时候这个所启示的呢是发人深省的。
For the people of God, the Israelites, that light had already come earlier. There were many prophets who came to try Israel how things should be.
从旧约的时候呢，就有许多神的先知来告诉以色列，把这个启示呢带给他们。
They told them that you're supposed to be the people of God, you're intended to bless the world, and you're intended to be a witness to Yahweh, your God.
告诉他们，你们是神的选民，你们是要祝福整个世界，你们也是耶和华的见证。
Much of this was not well received, and the Old Testament prophets were not popular.
可是忠言逆耳，这许多这些先知都不受欢迎。
So in a way, John was the last of the prophets.
所以这个施洗约翰呢，可以说是最后的这个先知了。
And now he's telling again about the real story. The light is what it means for Israel, and now the Gentiles as well, to be people of God.
哦，对不起，指的是这个福音书的约翰，他就把这样的一个启示告诉我们说这个真理是什么。
But God's not so cruel. When He shows us all the weaknesses and deficiencies of who we are, He also shows us the way ahead.
可是神不但只是告诉我们我们的丑陋，我们的欠缺，他也把我们该走的路呢，也把我们照出来了。
So every time the prophets talked about what should be, they also said the way ahead is to turn back to God.
所以每当这个先知告诉我们我们本来应该是如何的时候呢，他也指引我们说我们当回到神那里。
So the ministry of John the Baptist was the same. He shows us that this is the way we can go.
所以施洗约翰的这个事工呢，做的也是一样，告诉我们要悔改，回到神那里。
In our verses today, verse 77, he says, to give the people of God the knowledge of salvation.
在七节那里呢，告诉他说，他是要叫他的百姓因罪得赦免，就知道救恩。
So tell my people they have been saved, they will be saved.
所以其实是要告诉他们说，你们的罪就是要得赦免。
To the original audience of John, which is Israel, the salvation hoped for was the deliverance from her enemies, from Rome.
对于这个施洗约翰原本的观众，这些以色列人呢，这个救恩就是以色列能够脱离这个他的敌人，也就是罗马的统治。
But actually, what Jesus promises is even more. He's promising deliverance not just from Rome, but also from sin.
可是耶稣所应许的呢，超越这个，不单单只是脱离罗马的辖制，也脱离了罪的辖制。
So one commentator says that for Luke, the reconciliation of God's people and the deliverance from the enemies are all part of the same thing, the same movement.
所以我们可以这个有一个学者就说，你从这个路加这里，我们就看到这个神的子民跟能够与神和好，也脱离这个他这个子民的仇人呢，这都是同一个救赎的工作。
And that's what Zechariah's song says, verse 77, the second part of what I said, to give his people the knowledge of salvation through the forgiveness of their sins.
所以在七十七节这里呢，这个把这个罪得赦免跟这个救恩呢，两个都结合在一起了。
So salvation is based on freedom, liberty from their sins.
所以就是救恩就是你能够脱离这个罪的辖制。
So the ministry of John, if you read on in the Bible, is one of preaching repentance.
而这个约翰的这个事工，我们继续读的时候就知道，他是讲述这个要认罪悔改。
The phrase that he's known for is "Repent ye, for the kingdom of God is at hand."
就是要悔改，因为神的国近了。
So he was a voice in the desert calling out, prepare the way for the Lord.
就是旷野里面的声音告诉我们要他要预备神的道路。
And how do you do that? You repent and come back to God.
如何预备呢？就是悔改，回到神那里。
So the promise that is extended to the Israelites is also extended to us today.
对于当时候的以色列人的那个应许，今天也给我们同样的应许。
Today's verse 79 says that he will shine on those living in darkness and in the shadow of death, and he will guide our feet into the path of peace.
79节提醒我们要照亮坐在黑暗中死荫里的人，把我们的脚引到平安的路上。
So by way of summary and conclusion, we are talking about Jesus as the light that shines on us.
总结呢，就是耶稣就是那照在我们身上的亮光。
He reveals who we are, where we come from.
把我们呈现出来，把我们的根都带出来。
That same light reveals our shortcomings and our weaknesses.
可是同样的亮光呢，也把我们的软弱、我们的缺陷都显出来了。
Yet he calls us to repent and turn always back to God for salvation.
目的就是要呼召我们回到神那里悔改，进入这个救恩。
And it is this life of repentance and belong to God that acts as our witness to the world.
而这样的一种悔改，回到神那里，属于神的这样的一个工作呢，就是我们对于这世界的见证。
And we ourselves are meant to be the salt and the light of the world in turn.
而我们就这样子，就是这世上的盐和光。
So I can't end this sermon without mentioning John chapter 1.
今天的这个信息呢，一定要回到这个约翰福音第一章那里。
It's about Jesus as the light, and it says, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God."
太初有道，道与神同在，道就是上帝。
He was with God in the beginning, and through him all things were made. Nothing was made that has been made.
道与神同在，万物都是借着他造的，没有什么是不是造的。
So in him was life, and that life is the light of all mankind.
在他里面是生命，这生命就是人的光。
So I skip to verse 14. So the Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us.
道成了肉身，住在我们中间，充充满满有真理有恩惠。
We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only who came from the Father, full of grace and truth.
我们也见过他的荣光，就是父独生子的荣光。
So behold, the light has come.
看啊，真光照耀。
In this season of Advent, thanks be to God for this light that He's placed in our lives.
在这降临节的期间，让我们为这神成为我们生命的光，我们向他感恩。
He has given this by His grace, and He will continue to keep it here through His faithfulness.
他因为他的恩典把这个真光给了我们，也因为他的信实会把这样的恩典持续下去。
So let us go to God together in prayer and thanksgiving and acknowledgement.
我们向神祷告。
Our Father in heaven, Lord, what have we done to deserve this? But you have sent your only Son, Lord, to be our light. Father, thank you for the revelation. Thank you that because of your light shining in our lives, we know who we are, we know our identities, we know our lineage, we know that we have hope, Lord. And because of you, Father, our lives have color, we have life, we have tone and shade and perspectives and meanings, Lord, and all the things that we wouldn't have if we were still in darkness. Father, thank you, Lord. Father, we ask that you help us to always take hold of this blessing that you've given us. We believe Jesus when he says that he is the light of the world, and whoever follows him, we will never walk in darkness again, but we will have the light of life. We pray that you help us to, in turn, be the lights to those around us, that we will be salt and light and a witness to you, Lord. All this I pray in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen.
我们现在